Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, June 28th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin testify before Congress on June 30th in what's expected to be a broad overview of the economy and monetary policy. The Fed's John Williams and Charles Evans also have speeches on the calendar, and FOMC minutes are due out on July 1st. On the economic front, reports on factory orders, trade balance, and manufacturing PMI all pour in before the June jobs report steals the show on July 2nd. Economists project a gain of 3 million jobs during the month to take the unemployment rate to just over 12% from just over 13%. If payrolls look weak for June, the pressure could increase on President Trump and Senate Republicans to pass another sweeping COVID-19 relief bill. In the energy markets, keep an eye on Bloomberg's survey of OPEC June crude production due out on July 1st. Will any output surprises bubble to the surface? In the corporate world, social media pauses by consumer giants like Coca-Cola, Hershey, and Levi Strauss could be matched by other companies to increase the headaches for Facebook and Twitter. The market will be closed on July 3rd for the Independence Break. We gave it a whack but couldn't find any pure play firework stocks to spotlight. In earnings news, Micron reports on June 29th, Conagra and FedEx on the 30th, Macy's, Capri Holdings, Constellation Brands, and General Mills report on July 1st. Lindsay and Jefferies report on July 2nd. In IPO news, IPO pricings are anticipated for Double Down Interactive and Dun & Bradstreet on June 30th, as well as Accolade and Lemonade on July 1st. Quiet period expirations arrive on Warner Music Group and Pliant Therapeutics on June 29th, as well as Zoom Info, Applied Molecular, and Shift 4 Payments on June 30th. All five of those stocks have rallied since their debut, from Warner Music's 22% gain to Zoom Info's 142% pop. Also next week, an IPO share lockup arrives on Northstar Gold. And across the Pacific, IPO debuts for Kangji Medical, Can and Lee Pharmaceuticals, and Hygieia Healthcare are all on tap. Nikola will start taking pre-orders on June 29th for the Badger and announce the timing of its Nikola World 2020 event. The electric pickup truck is coming to the market with both a fuel cell and battery electric version. The fuel cell variant will also have the option to run on full battery power if hydrogen refilling isn't convenient. The Badger will reportedly feature a range of 600 miles, 300 on fuel cell and 300 on electric, offer over 906 horsepower, up to 980 feet-pounds of torque, and a 0 to 60 mph sprint time of 2.9 seconds. Crucially, Nikola is in the process of choosing an OEM partner. Rumors abound that that might be Fiat Chrysler, with an announcement expected soon. JP Morgan is positive on the long-term upside, wrote analyst Paul Koester. Nikola is poised to disrupt the transportation industry with rapid deployment of hydrogen infrastructure and FCEV-powered vehicles for use on long-haul trucking routes, reducing CO2 emissions meaningfully and positioning the firm for a key role in the future hydrogen economy. The resulting business model could be compelling. However, risks are elevated for this pre-revenue company, and the stock looks fully valued here, so we look for a pullback or incremental positive developments to get more constructive. As we mentioned, Micron is due to report earnings on June 29th to consensus expectations for revenue of $4.6 billion to $5.2 billion in revenue, EPS of between 40 and 70 cents, operating expenses of between $800 and $850 million, and gross margin between 29.5% and 32.5%. Analysts think the company's guidance update could rattle the sector. Peers include Samsung and SK Hynix on the DRAM side, as well as Western Digital and Intel for DRAM and NAND. Nomura Instinet previewed the stock on the upcoming print. Micron's financial results and the memory market in general have been better than we expected in recent months. However, we continue to think there remains significant uncertainty with regard to memory and market demand, memory pricing trends through the rest of the year. We are maintaining our neutral rating on MU stock. Micron has topped EPS estimates 4 quarters in a row. Jack in the Box is hosting a meet-and-greet webcast presentation with incoming CEO Darren Harris on June 29th. Curation is scheduled to post a comprehensive update on the company's overall acquisition campaign on June 30th. Last week, Curation announced the acquisition of a CBD-infused sexual wellness product line to mark its fourth acquisition of the year. International Flavors and Fragrances has a sustainability call scheduled for June 30th. Shares of IFF are up just under 10% over the last 90 days. Tesla is scheduled to release an update on Q2 deliveries within the first few days of the month. After a slow start due to factory closings, Tesla is forecast by Wall Street analysts to have delivered between 60 and 75,000 units during the quarter, while Electric is tipping the number to be surprisingly close to last year's level of 95,000. As always, Elon Musk is pushing hard at the end of the quarter. He emailed employees, "For many reasons, a great deal of Tesla execution worldwide is packed into the final week of the quarter. It is very important that we all go out through the end of June 30th to ensure a good outcome." The CEOs of General Motors and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles have been ordered by a district judge to meet next week in person to resolve their differences about the GM lawsuit filed last year. U.S. District Judge Paul Bormann called the litigation a waste of time and resources, labeling it a nuclear option. Bormann wants GM's Mary Barra and Fiat's Mike Manley to talk in person on July 1st with social distancing measures in place. The biggest product launch to watch next week might be Beyond Meat's new limited edition 10-pack of plant-based burgers set to be offered at its most affordable price level ever to consumers. That's great for grillers, but for investors, the most interesting part might be the distribution network for the burgers that includes some Giant Foods, Harris Teeter, HEB, Hy-Vee, Jewel, Lidl, Safeway, ShopRite, Stop & Shop, Super Value, Target, and Walmart stores. Beyond Meat enters next week on a hot streak, up 114% over 90 days. A Federal Aviation Administration certification flight test needed to return Boeing 737 MAX to service could take place early next week. A certification flight test, which likely would last at least 2 days, would be followed by pilot training and other steps before the 737 MAX is approved to fly, probably in September. The successful test flight could help remove some baked-in risk on the 737 MAX never flying again and frees up analysts to push up long-term estimates on Boeing. While RV shipments numbers for May showed a 30% decline, the RV Industry Association says the reality is that the RV industry is very strong. Said RV industry president Craig Kirby, "Now that all states have reopened, coupled with continued media attention on RVs as a way to travel and maintain social distance, the outlook for the RV industry this summer is extremely bright. Investors have been front-running the expectation for a stronger summer of RV sales, bidding up Thor Industries, Winnebago Industries, Patrick Industries, and LCI Industries dramatically over the last few months." This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Best Buy, NVIDIA, and Verizon are singled out as three companies that place a high priority on people, which is seen as a long-term asset that drives success over the long term. In a ranking of the best CEOs of the year, high-profile names like JP Morgan, Chase's Jamie Dimon, GM's Mary Barra, Tesla's Elon Musk, and Microsoft's Satya Nadella are joined on the list by lesser-known CEOs like Ecolab's Douglas Baker, Nasdaq's Adina Friedman, and Shopify's Tobias Lütke. As for some stock picking, the publication points to Dell, which is seen escaping its valuation purgatory if it spins off VMware next year and maintains a close relationship with the company through a partnership agreement. Wells Fargo and Capital One Financial are seen as the two banks most at risk at losing investor interest due to the Fed's new dividend limit. And this week, we're ending with our single stock focused. This week, it's Terry Chrisomalis, who took a look at Protagonist Therapeutics late last week. The stock closed Friday at just over $18.50. Terry begins here. Protagonist Therapeutics is a biotech that should be on your radar after its latest trial update. This involves the release of positive phase 2 data using its drug PTG-300 to treat patients with polycythemia vera. What made the data positive is that all 6 patients that were treated were able to respond to therapy. This was accomplished in 2 particular efficacy endpoints. As far as catalysts go, there are 2 in mind. The first catalyst involves additional data from the phase 2 open label study. This study is expected to recruit a few more patients. With more patients and further duration of response, Protagonist can further evaluate the effect that PTG-300 has on these patients. Additional data is expected again for this program in 2020. Another catalyst would be the planning and initiation of a late-stage study. Of course, this will have to be discussed with the FDA in an end-of-phase 2 meeting. Not only did Protagonist achieve positive data for treating polycythemia vera, but it also recently received orphan drug designation for it as well. All these developments are why it is a good buy. Terry then goes on to discuss the company's financials. According to the 10Q SEC filing, Protagonist had cash, cash equivalents, and marketable securities of $117.5 million as of March 31st, 2020. It believed that it would have sufficient capital to meet its needs through mid-2022. However, it had completed an upsize offering thereafter. This was in May of 2020 when it announced an underwritten public offering of 7 million shares of its common stock at a price of $14 per share. In addition, it gave the underwriters a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 1.05 million shares of common stock at the same offering price. In total, it earned about $98 million before deducting offering expenses. With the biotech having done a cash raise plus its prior forecast, I don't see an additional cash raise this year. Terry then goes on to discuss the risks with the stock. There are two big risks that I foresee with respect to Protagonist's pipeline. The first risk is that even though the phase 2 study using PTG-300 to treat patients with polycythemia vera had been successful, there is no guarantee that a larger phase 3 pivotal study will produce similar or superior results. It will be important for phase 3 study to achieve similar positive data. The second risk relates to the use of PTG-300 for the treatment of patients with hereditary hemochromatosis. This is only in phase 2 proof of concept study. The risk here is that this drug has not yet been proven for this patient population. If the phase 2 proof of concept study doesn't yield good data, then Protagonist will likely be forced to eliminate the program. Seeking Alpha authors skew very bullish on Protagonist Therapeutics, with two very bullish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.